The Israel Report with Rolene Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Rolene, how are you?
Very, very sad day today in Israel, and at the outset, I'd actually like to extend my condolences to the family of three civilian security guards today who were killed, two civilian security guards and one Magav officer, border guard, Yusuf Otman or Arish Solomon Gavria, killed in the yeshuv of Haradar, just outside Jerusalem this morning. Condolences to their families.
Terrible, terrible story indeed. We were in fact chatting a little bit earlier to Simon Plosker about this, and in fact, even the way the area was reported makes it seem like it is deep in the West Bank, in disputed territories. But it's really not. It's just off Highway Number 1, which is the main highway between Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. And of course, many of our listeners will know people living in Telstone, and it's right there.
Exactly. And in fact, it enjoys a very, very good relationship with nearby Arab village of Abu Ghosh. And this will be familiar that many Israelis on the weekend, the first place they head to for the really, really good hummus is the Arab village of Abu Ghosh. It's a very, very sad day in Israel today. Two of our finest, their funerals are going on as we speak. The funeral of Yusuf Otman, who is Israeli Arab and who is being buried in his town of Abu Ghosh, and all others being buried in the yeshuv of Har Adar, and the details of Solomon Gavria, who is Ethiopian, the details of his living will be announced shortly. But here we have three young men, Yusuf 24 or 25, Solomon 20 years old, cut down in the prime of their lives, and really a microcosm of Israeli society and a true example that terrorism does not discriminate between Israelis.
Incredible that Hamas not only taking responsibility, but lauding this as a tremendous success, and talking about the fact that this is, you know, they've